This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, congratulations. The week is over. We survived another one, and it's weekend time, baby. And it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday night, and we are going to have such a good time. Somebody's a little bit black-pilled. Maybe that's you. A lot of you are. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about time travel, more about periods of time we can go back to. We're going to talk about regulations, deportations. Somebody wants to know where to travel if you're into history on a very strict budget. Someone has questions about slavery, America's role in it. Lady is very uncomfortable with the nudity in the gym bathroom. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's begin here, shall we? I'm going to begin with something important. We all of us in life, want to have a good reputation, don't we? We want to be known as something. I am known as the Oracle. Really, nobody calls me that, but I gave myself that nickname. But now I'm known as it, the Oracle. And so whenever somebody I know or somebody I've seen in the news, whenever somebody achieves a title of some kind, I think it's cool to point it out. Before we get to the questions, I want to point this out. This is the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Minnesota. The highest elected office in Minnesota is governor, obviously. Right underneath that is the Lieutenant Governor. And you know what? I may not be a big fan of Peggy Flanagan, but this is special.
So my Ojibwe name is Gijiwewedemokwe, which means speaks in a loud and clear voice woman. I am so grateful for my community. And, you know, I am a member of the White Earth Nation, which is the largest tribe in Minnesota.
Speaks in a loud and clear voice woman. No way. Peggy, how'd you get that name? Quit. Let's get to the emails. Jesse. Dang it. I'm crying. Jesse, please explain this to me like I'm a four-year-old, because I do not understand. This is about the Epstein files. Both Republicans and Democrats are seeing the unredacted files and threatening to name the people in it if the DOJ doesn't. The latest was Mace and Massey. And just a heads up, here's a headline. Mace says you'd be shocked by the redacted names. Keep in mind, we've only seen, from what I understand, roughly a third of the files so far. Anyway, why don't they stop threatening and just do it? I'm sorry, but anyone threatening to release the names yet, demanding someone else do it, is just as complicit, so on and so forth. Release it or just shut up, says his name is Steve. All right, well, let's talk. The Epstein files, as we've discussed before, I'm glad we've moved on from calling it the list. There's not a list. There never was a list. And maybe you've said, well, there's a client list. Client for what? Jeffrey Epstein was, from everything we can see, a fixer, if you will. What does that mean? Well, he's uber wealthy, and he links up people and organizations. And makes a large quantity of money doing it. Essentially, think about Jeffrey Epstein believe me, I've dug into this stuff. I've done all the reading. Well, not all the reading. I've done a bunch of reading on it, interviewed people. He sounds to me just like a broker. Okay, broker, what? This is just an example. This is not true. Just an example. The government of Saudi Arabia, they want to build a large amusement park. They don't know where to begin. Somebody in the government of Saudi Arabia knows Jeffrey Epstein. He's one of those guys. And he calls him up and says, hey, Jeffrey, I want to build an amusement park. I want it to be huge. Can you help me with this whole thing? Jeffrey says, of course. I know finance people. They'll help you finance the amusement park. I actually helped three guys build a Six Flags in California one time. I'll link up. You know what we're going to do? We're all going to meet in Paris next week. Paris. And we're going to have some French onion soup. And, well, whatever's halal. And then we'll discuss the amusement park. Everybody, on my private jet, off to Paris we go. If you look at Jeffrey Epstein's life, at least from what I can tell, dating back to the 70s, probably before then, he looks like a fixer. Now, here's the thing about these fixers, these brokers. I mentioned the government of Saudi Arabia for a reason, not because I was calling out the government of Saudi Arabia, because these guys who run in these high-powered circles, celebrity, billionaire, finance, these types of things, they always end up with government connections for a variety of reasons. One of the main ones is you almost always need government connections. Hey, Jeffrey Epstein, I want to build a new resort complex in Savannah, Georgia. Sounds good. I know somebody who can get you a license for that. He'll fast track it. You need government connections. So you bribe and coerce and party your way into government connections and business connections and connections here and connections there. That's what he looks like. If you had to put a nice label on a guy like Jeffrey Epstein, you would say he is a mover and a shaker. That's what they use, a mover and a shaker. He's the guy you call when you want something done, when you want to put together a deal. And of course, after he helps Saudi Arabia link up with the contractors and the engineers for the amusement park, of course, he's going to clear $100 million himself in that deal. It's no big deal. It's pocket change for organizations like that. That's how it goes. You understand. Okay, you at least have an idea. Now, that's the nice part. And that part's very real. Remember, we have guys, and I'm saying this from all the research I've done on this. We have guys like RFK Jr. RFK Jr. not at all implicated in doing anything wrong. But RFK Jr. has been on a private jet with Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein's private jet. How? Why? RFK needed a ride. He was actually with his, I believe, his wife, maybe his kids too, I don't remember. But I know his wife was there. He needed a ride. RFK talks about it. You can go look it up. And says, hey, I needed a ride. Called Jeffrey. He said, yeah, I'm in town with my private jet. Hop on with me. Boom. Now, is he a client? A friend? A customer? All right, so that's the nice part of the mover and shaker world. Let's talk about the darker parts of that world. I'll give you, beyond news stories that any of us can read, I'll give you a personal story, and really the only glimpse I've kind of had into that world, because I'm not part of it. I don't want to be part of it, but I got a glimpse into it through a friend one time. Actually, that's not totally true. A brother of a friend of mine. I'm good friend with a guy in New York. I have a bunch of friends in New York, but I'm a good friend with a guy. We go out one night to celebrate a birthday of his, and his brother comes along. His brother worked for a professional baseball team for a very long time. No, it wasn't the Yankees, in case you're thinking it was. His brother wasn't in New York, but his brother worked for a professional baseball team. I'm not going to divulge which one. His brother's job as part of, well, his job as working for that team was to entertain and woo corporate America, professional sports teams. This is sad, but it's the way it's gone. They don't care as much about you or me. the guy trying to buy a ticket, the girl trying to buy a ticket, the family trying to buy a ticket. Where the real money is corporate America buying up quantities of tickets or buying up suites. That's where the real big cheddar is. Yeah, they want your family to show up and you to buy your kid to buy a couple hot dogs and you're going to buy a beer and a $50 parking pass. They want that. Don't get me wrong. But which one do you think they make more money on? You? Hot dog and a beer? Or Bank of America bringing 20 millionaires in there and drinking Dom Perignon the whole game? Corporate America is where the cheddar cheese is. This guy, this brother of my friend, worked for a lot of years. I forget how long. I don't want to lie to you. I forget how long. Worked for a lot of years as the guy, the entertainment guy with a professional sports team. I will continue that story in just a moment. We're going to talk. We'll dig into some Epstein file stuff and frustrations and what's to come and things like that. Before we talk about that, let me talk to you about being pain-free. You know, nobody tells you that you have to give stuff up. You know, people know that you start to hurt more as you get older. Just joints, muscles, they're going to hurt more. But what they don't generally tell you is, I can't do blank anymore. What is that thing for you in your life? What is that blank? I can't do blank anymore. Or I don't do blank because it hurts. Is it golf? Knitting? Whatever it is. What if you could again? Pain-free. Relief Factor is giving people their life back, their hobbies back, their enjoyment back, their exercise back by taking your pain away. 100% drug-free. It is a supplement. Just try it every day for 3 weeks. Try it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. That gets you a 3-week quick start. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So we got a question in case you're just now joining us talking about the Epstein files. And I talked about what Epstein's official job was, kind of being a broker, a mover and shaker for the powerful people in the world. We haven't gotten to the ugly side yet, but I'm getting to that right now. And I was talking about my buddy's brother worked for a professional baseball team. One that I did not say and I will not say. And when I had this conversation with him, he wasn't working for them anymore. Now, what did he do for this professional baseball team? He was the schmooze guy. His job was to bring in corporate clients, have corporate clients purchase suites, season ticket suites. And I used Bank of America. Please don't think that I was actually calling them out. This could be any corporation. But his job was to bring in Bank of America, Coca-Cola, whatever, and have them buy a suite or suites and gargantuan amounts of money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars it costs to buy things like this. And his job was to bring them in, oftentimes from out of town, and have them have a real good time in town. Yes, it's steak dinners and things like that, but five-star hotels. And that wasn't all. And don't worry, I understand your children are listening. Always going to be a family-friendly show. Always has been, always will be. Those types, super millionaire corporate types, when they're getting schmoozed and wined and dined, they didn't always want to stop at steak and some key lime pie from Ruth's Chris at night. The reason my buddy's brother used to do the job and didn't do it anymore was he found a girl, he fell in love, he got married, and he couldn't justify living the life he had to live anymore with a wife. After the steaks and drinks are done, men who are worth $500 million, and this vice president who's worth $200 million, and this guy. They want you to take them out on the town. And they want to go do all the things you don't do if your wife and kids are sitting there beside you. And sometimes that trip meant a yacht in the Caribbean. I mean, he told me some stories. Sometimes that trip meant, hey, you know what? Because remember, it's all private jet life. Hey, guys, we just had steaks. Who has a toothbrush? Let's go to Rome tonight. Boom, it was this kind of crazy life, that kind of life you'll never live and I'll never live, right? It's crazy life. But the kind of life you don't want someone posting about on Instagram. Now, this was my buddy who was essentially a sales representative for a professional sports team, a baseball team. Take that to a higher level, and you've reached the Jeffrey Epstein level. Remember this, one of the biggest mansions in New York City was given to Jeffrey Epstein by the United States State Department. How deep does that rabbit hole go? I do not know. My buddy Mike Benz, I don't know if you follow Mike Benz. He's so good at exposing deep state, swampy stuff. Mike Benz told me to my face that with everything he's read, and he's the guy who reads all the files and unclassified this, that he believes Epstein was extremely linked to the CIA. Central, and he had all kinds of evidence where the CIA would step in on a trial he was having. No, you can't see this. You can't see that. And Benz made a great point to me when I gave him a little pushback on it. He said, Jesse, what do you have to do to be given a mansion by the State Department? You don't do that by knocking on the door and asking, hey, can you help me out with that place? Jeffrey Epstein, I don't know, and I don't know that we'll ever know all the official places he received a paycheck from. But what I do know is my buddy's professional baseball sales job, the things that took place after hours was what Jeffrey Epstein did with presidents and CEOs and princes and Hollywood celebrities for decades. Hey, everyone, come on down to the Virgin Islands. Might want to leave your wife at home. Gonna be a real good time. And when you start diving into that world, as much as that may sound, look, maybe you're a 20-year-old man right now and thinking to yourself in the back of your mind, hey, that sounds like a good time. That world can get real dark real fast, pal. Makes it sound, look, Hollywood makes it look real, real good. That world can get real dark real fast. Now to the files, what's come out, what's coming out, why can't we get specifics on it, the poor messaging from the Trump administration, the reasons why, all that and more. We'll wrap this up, then we'll move on. I don't want to spend all day on this ugly Epstein stuff, but what I will spend is a couple of seconds talking to you about Pure Talk, because we do have to put our money where our morals are. Pure Talk is the mobile company that shares your values, that promotes your values. AT&T hates you. T-Mobile promotes the opposite of your values. Verizon hates you. Pure Talk hires Americans. They're so pro-America. Their CEO did two tours with McPhee Sog in Vietnam. This company loves us, and they charge less. If for no other reason, do it to save money. Chris would be proud. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Take you 10 minutes on the phone. #250, say Jesse Kelly. The time is now. Make the switch. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, doing such an icky little dive here because someone's upset about the Epstein stuff and why don't they just name names and things like that. So I already explained it all. I'm not going to explain it again. That ugly world where the uber powerful, they get together, they come up with government deals and business deals, and they like, not all of them, by the way, keep in mind, but many of them like to dive into the dark world after it's done. How dark? Well, here's the thing. And I'm very careful here for a couple different reasons. Kids are listening, one. And two, I am definitely not your pastor and not qualified to be. But here's something about human nature. Drug addicts. You ever talk? Maybe you are a former drug addict, or maybe you currently are and you're struggling. Keep struggling, by the way. You'll get out of it. But you ever talk to them, you ever read about one, they'll talk about chasing a high. Chasing a high. What does that mean? Well, I've talked to them, many of them. You do a drug. Let's say it's heroin. I wouldn't know, but you do heroin. It's going to get you mentally in a place you want to be, apparently. Real, real high. Right? It's difficult to get there again with the same amount of heroin. So you end up needing more heroin. And maybe you can even get to a point where straight up heroin doesn't work. And then can we mix in some meth? And I don't know if those things mix. Again, I'm not a drug guy, but you need more and more and more. Why do Americans die of fentanyl? How could you take fentanyl when everyone knows it can kill you in a single dose? It's so powerful. You find a druggie who's been getting high for years, having a hard time ever getting back to that first high, and you tell him this drug is so powerful you might die, that sounds good to him. Now, on the unbelievably demonic, icky subject of things like children, ugh, just gives me the ickies. These pedophile, these wealthy pedophile types. Have you ever wondered, and I have wondered this, I'll be honest, I was thinking about it yesterday. Why? Beyond the obvious, just all the evil crap around it, who in the world would be attracted to children? That's the most disgusting thing in the world. And look, I was a young man once. Maybe you're a young man. Maybe you're an older man. You think about what it would be like to have access to any beautiful woman you wanted. Hey, there's a pretty model. I'd like to date her. Wouldn't that be glorious? You think that, right? But kids? Ah. How can you get there? Well, here's a headline for you. I loved the torture video. Who is the DP World CEO named in the Epstein files? Some guy, some CEO, had to step down because of an email. Quote, I loved the torture video. We're never going to know all the context around that or what it was. You venture out. Consider this a warning for you, for me, for everybody walking, men and women. You start tiptoeing into the dark world. Hey, it's a night after steaks. Let's go to a club with no windows. Sounds good. Maybe there's no harm in it, right? A club with the dark windows,
might lead you to a darker club with darker windows. Soon there's drugs. Soon it's worse. Then it gets worse, and then it gets worse as you're chasing that next high, just like the druggie seeking out fentanyl. You don't think it can happen, yet every time you read some story about some serial killer, Ted Bundy, go look at his interviews. Go look up Ted Bundy and see what he said. They said, serial killer, how in the world could you turn into some sick freak who murders young women? He'd just tell you right to your face, porn. Pornography. That led to this, that led to this, that led to that. Soon I'm killing people. I'm not here to be your priest or your guide. I'm not, really not. But you want to understand how these wealthy, powerful men can do so many horrible, dark, demonic things. How could you get to that place? Well, when you have no rules, when money doesn't hold you back, when you can do whatever you want with the permission of governments around the world who won't stop you because they're involved, that kind of unchecked power can be intoxicating, and then you've always got a new high to chase. How many times do you have to be on a yacht, a super yacht? I wouldn't know, I've never been, but how many times do you have to be on a super yacht before the thrill is gone? Need a bigger yacht, better yacht. We need a new toilet in here. This world goes on all around us, all around us. Now, let's talk about the names that aren't named. Let's talk about the other side of this whole thing, because I know you don't need any more help to hate Jeffrey Epstein and the people who do these evil, evil things. For the other parts of it. When these worlds get exposed, there are things that happen. First of all, people die. They do. Wealthy people who, quote, love torture videos, they're also people with access to people who will kill you if you make trouble for them. That's the way the world works. That's not just Hollywood. That's the way the world works. You find a billionaire who's sick of your crap. He knows a guy who will happily accept $100,000 to shoot you in the head and call it a mugging as you walk the streets of Los Angeles. That's the way life actually works. So there's that. Then there's a much cleaner, easier approach, usually the first one these types take, simple bribery. I told you before, I know for a fact, because I talked to someone who dealt in these matters, that NBA players, I'm sure this is universal across professional sports, but NBA players have a standard $1 million deal. When they get a girl pregnant and they don't want to raise her or raise their child or ever talk to her again. Here it is. Here's your non-disclosure agreement. You can never tell anyone about it. You're never going to call me. I'm never going to know this kid, and I'll write you $1 million right here. Good. Sign it. And you know what? They sign it. Most of the time, they sign it. $1 million. Awfully intoxicating. They don't give any thought to the matter. I'm $1 million richer. Sure, I got a baby, but whatever. I'll drop him off with the nanny and go shopping at Louis Vuitton. They bribe their way out of it. Now, the problem we have, you have, and I have, is that our government is involved too. Our powerful business people are either involved or know someone who is involved, did business with someone who is involved. And therefore, we have people in positions of power in this country who have a vested interest in not exposing these names. And when you add the money aspect to it, I just brought up the NDAs and things like that, you also have, on top of the real genuine victims, you have a lot of women who were of age, ladies of the night, who received financial compensation for what they did on that mega yacht, and now they see a path to fame, a path to even more money. So on top of the real victims, you have scammers that have jumped on and people who were happily participating. It's all an ugly, terrible, terrible thing, and it's going to get worse. Remember, we have 1/3 out as of now, as of what, Friday evening at 6:45 Eastern. I don't know. I don't have a clock. It's somewhere in there. As of now, we have 1/3 of the files. 2/3 more to come. We've already got CEOs stepping down. How many other people are about to burn? Probably a lot. It's ugly. It's a disgusting world. I'm sick of talking about it. I'm moving. You know what? We're going to get in the time machine next because I want to be done talking about this grossness. I understand you're tired, you're angry, you're grossed out. So am I, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. You know what? Let's do something wonderful. We talked about the dark world. Let's talk about the light. Let's talk about a young woman who's made the decision to kill her baby. And then she gets an invitation. Hey, we're with Preborn. We have a clinic. No pressure, but what about an ultrasound? It's free, no cost to you. Do you want an ultrasound? Maybe before you make that final call? She walks in. She lays down. That look on her face when she hears that heartbeat, that's the moment you know you just saved a life. That's the moment. $28 is what that ultrasound costs. They give it to that young lady free of charge. There is no greater tool to fight abortion than the ultrasound. Almost every woman who gets it chooses life. You and Preborn have saved thousands of lives. Thank you for that. Please keep saving them. It's friggin' tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
So my Ojibwe name is Gijiwewedemokwe, which means speaks in a loud and clear voice woman. I am so grateful.
I'm sorry. That's the lieutenant governor of Minnesota. These people are insane. It
blesses me to know that our enemies are insane. Let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I'm done with this Epstein stuff for now. Dr. Sombrero, if you could sit down for an entire evening and have AI immerse you in a world of your making, what would it be? What would be a time period or specific date? I keep going to 1925 as a young 20-year-old and earning money as a gangster. There are no rules. It's a fascinating thought experiment. I'll give you something. Here's mine. And I got this actually from a brief part of a movie. Now, I could have a million of these, but the original movie, did you ever see it? The Mummy? You ever see it? Chris, you saw The Mummy? Great movie, by the way. Great movie. I don't remember if it's totally good for the kids. I think so, right, Chris? Maybe not. Chris said 12 and up. Okay. Be careful. All right. Be careful. But very good movie if your kids are old enough. Very good movie. But I remember it. I haven't seen the movie in years. At the very beginning of the movie, this is just Hollywood. I'm sure it was all cartoons or whatever they say. But at the very beginning of the movie, there's this picture of this Egyptian palace and Egypt itself in the town. And we're talking 2,000 years before Christ here. I would love to go back that far. I want to go back not just to 1900, honestly, not to even 1500. I want to go back to where the ancients were. And I want to know the little stupid minutiae that you would probably find boring. And I admit that I'm probably a boring person, but I really want to know. I want to know. You're an Egyptian person. Do you bring your lunch to work? Where do you use the bathroom? What is your living situation like? Are you in an apartment? How do you adjust for the heat? It's so hot. What is there something you do? I want to know day-to-day boring, grinding life, what it was like. And I want to know the palace stuff too. I want to see that too. I want to see how the ancients lived. What, Chris? Chris said, do you get their language too? No, that has to be part of the AI experience. I want to know what they're saying. I want to know how this went. I want to see it. I am fascinated by the ancients who did not have power. You know, there were no engines, not long before even a steam engine. There was no electricity. I'm fascinated by, gosh, I'm such a dork, how the lighting worked. Is it a candle? Did you have special things? I am fascinated by ancient, ancient cultures. And what's crazy is ancient people were what we would consider ancient people were fascinated by ancient cultures. There are stories of ancient Greeks. You know, people, we're talking 400 years before Christ, they would come across some ancient Assyrian city with high walls. And for them, it was like, whoa, who were these people who built this? Now, that's ancient to us. I want to go back to the time of the ancients and see it. And obviously, I can't do that. It's going to be a special request when I get to heaven. Maybe I will be granted. I doubt it, being as how horrible I am. But that's for me. What, Chris? What? Am I going to ask God for a big TiVo? I mean, he is the maker of heaven and earth. I would think that would be something that would be doable for him, Chris. And no, I don't want to watch it either. I want to be there. Free from harm. I'm happy with being invisible. I won't do anything creepy, Lord. I swear. I want to smell it too. This is something else. Totally nerdy about history. Old Western shows, we love them, don't we? Everyone loves Tombstone, at least every guy and half the ladies. Everyone loves an old Western movie or old Western show and an old Western town. You know that street was all horse poop, right? Can you imagine the smell of those? It had to be awful. It had to be absolutely awful. But I want to know it. I want to know what it was like. I'll give you one more. Give you one more. You know about the story, at least I'm hoping you've heard of the story of Hernan Cortez, the Spanish conquistador, and the conquest of Mexico. The Aztecs were this majorly powerful tribe, loved human sacrifice. They really ruled Mexico. Hernan Cortez, with not very many men, gets in there. A lot of bravery, a lot of smarts, whatever. They conquer Mexico. But the Aztecs had a capital city. I'm going to try to pronounce it. This is not right at all. Tenochtitlan or something like that. I can't ever say it. It's close enough, whatever. The city was built in a lake. And Cortez had come from Europe. So he had seen the finest, most modern cities in the world. And remember, he thought these people were really, really barbaric. Cortez himself said, "This is more magnificent than any city I've ever seen, including in Europe." What was that city? They had the people had floating gardens where they grew crops on top of the water. They got around in canoes. It's like the movie Waterworld. And of course it's all gone now. I don't even know if the lake is still there. I think they might have drained it. I don't know about that. But what did that look like? I want to see it. Gosh, I'm just such a freaking nerd. All right, we'll talk to someone else. He's a little bit black-pilled, and then we're going to move on and do other things. Someone wants to know a little slavery history. All they were ever taught in school is that the whole world, that America's slavery. What's the truth about that? All that and so much more. Before we get to that, let's get you prepped and ready for the times to come. I love getting these emails from 80-year-olds telling me, "Jesse, my doctor can't believe my testosterone levels." Emails from older ladies telling me, "Jesse, I don't even have to nap anymore. I just feel great. I'm ready to go for another walk." You don't need another cup of coffee. You don't need to get a needle jammed in your arm. You need natural herbal supplements from Chalk to change your life. Chalk. I personally take a male vitality stack. Also, Ob puts Chalk Lit powder, vitamins and minerals essentially, in our smoothies every morning. That's what I personally take. 4 years I've been taking a male vitality stack. I will never stop, ever. They are anti-communists like us, and you are going to feel so much better. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com. Use the promo code Jesse and get a subscription. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.